Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Japansky, the producer of the game shows you listen to here on the Incomparable Network. This is the time of year when we remind you about how you can support the podcast in the game show feed by becoming a member of the Incomparable. You can sign up for a monthly or annual pledge to support the game show podcast host directly. Here's what you do. You go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. You can choose which shows on the network you'd like to support. If you just check the box for game show, your contribution will come to the hosts of the game show episodes after a few fees are taken out. If you listen to other podcasts on the Incomparable Network, you can also check their boxes and your contribution will be shared equally by all the shows you want to support. As a thank you for supporting us, members receive lots of extras. There are several exclusive podcast feeds, including an ad-free version of The Incomparable Mothership, a special feed full of bonus episodes that only members get to hear, and bootlegs of live recording sessions. Most game shows drop bootlegs shortly after recording. This means you get to hear the full, unedited nonsense, sometimes months before the edited episodes drop in the main feed. New members will also receive free Incomparable swag as well. This year's members only special from the game show is a crossover event with my other podcast on the network, Lazy Doctor Who. I am making my spouse, Erica, play Doctor Who Trivial Pursuit against several Incomparable game show stalwarts and fellow Doctor Who fans. She is certain she is going to make an utter fool of herself, and who doesn't want to listen to that? There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 per month, and annual equivalents are available as well. And if you're already a member, it's easy to increase your pledge to a higher level and get some special goodies in return, including some free Incomparable swag, too. So if you'd like to support us, go to theincomparable.com/members to sign up. Thanks.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Canadian Trivia Show you've all been waiting for, Q&A. Hey, get it? Thank you, Dan Morin, for naming my game show, because I didn't come up with something as good as that. I am Annette Weirstra, relinquishing my director of smooch cape to don my game show host cape. That one is green. This is the game show where non-Canadians answer questions about Canada, also known as Annette's Revenge. I will be assisted by my scorekeeper, Nick Scott, who is a Canadian and also a Brit. We could say he comes from away, but now resides here.
Hello.
I have assembled a brave group of U.S. players to join me on our first game show. I have placed them into three teams, thanks to our friends at random.org. So, team number one, Erica Ensign. By the way, squeaking this in, she has argued she has not become a Canadian yet, but soon will. She is playing with Dan Morin. Team number two is Will Wagner and Kathy Campbell. And woo-hoo! Team number three, we have Glenn Fleischman and Shelley Brisbane. Hello, everybody.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hi. All right, howdy. We are ready. We are here. I'm ready to murder every other team in a very polite way.
This is not.
Politely, yes.
Wow.
This is not the way.
I'm just saying my paperwork has not been completed yet, so I'm not a Canadian citizen.
I've been busy stuffing extra U's into a ton of words.
So Erica, are you saying
good for that is a good start?
Erica, are you saying the results of this game will affect your ability to become a citizen?
Oh no. Oh no.
I say that it does.
Depends on whether we keep our mouths shut or not.
Nobody tell Citizenship and Immigration Canada, please.
None of us were here. This never
Erica
happened.
Erica has argued her way into this, saying she's not a Canadian yet. I was like, I don't know. She's argued her way in.
That's not very Canadian.
And I feel like
arguing your way in, is it?
It's up to us to argue her way out.
So we will play in the following order. So we're going to start with you, Erica. Then we are jumping over to Will, then Glenn. So team one, two, and three, and then go back to team one.
We're number one. We're number one. See, my American is showing.
Thank you. I was going to do it, but you beat me to it.
Yes, then we will have Dan, Kathy, and Shelley. So Nick will be keeping score, and I am going to start with the first round here.
That's a good place to start.
It is a good place, but it is also a polite, soft lob for you. Maybe. I don't know. This could be easy. It could be not. Where all you have to do is answer the question, have you ever, to the following Canadian things, activities. So you will each get 1 point for play if you have done these activities. So there's 5 activities. You could get up to 5 points if you are very Canadian. So activity number one, you get 1 point if you have played shinny hockey. Do you all know what shinny hockey is?
No. Well, absolutely not.
A lot of people not getting points on this round.
Shinny hockey is when you play on the road, the kind of game where you yell car and have to move your nets out of the way.
It also just can mean a pickup hockey game on ice.
It's true.
Because I've gone to see my spouse play shinny like on ice, but I've never played myself. No. No points
like
for me.
Okay, informal.
I've played street hockey.
Yeah.
A point for you.
Is that okay?
Kathy gets a point.
I'm
Will,
not
did you
in
say?
Order.
Oh, you're out of order.
That's chaos. Not very polite.
Chaos reigns.
Yes.
Will, did you say you played?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Who else?
We
has
we need to do this in some sort of like order so I can actually score.
Okay,
this.
So Erica.
That would be more polite. Yes.
No points to you.
No points for me.
Dan, also on team one.
I have played street hockey in gym class. Does that count?
I there's no qualification as to when if you're playing street hockey.
Okay.
We're gonna give you a point.
It was described as street hockey, so I'm going to say yes.
So team number two, both Kathy and Will have played shinny.
Yes.
Yes.
And how about you, Glenn and Shelley?
I've played in the street often when I was told not to, but not shinny. Never heard of it. Never did it.
No hockey sticks involved.
Only lived in warmer climates.
I'm from Texas and didn't think that hockey was legal here until Dallas got a hockey team, and I still can't explain it.
They stole that team from Minnesota.
Ah. Just
I believe you're right.
Yes. So Glenn and Shelley, that was a no for both of you.
It's
a
no. Nil point for me.
Okay, so this one, next activity. Have you ever eaten poutine? Poutine being the delicious French fry covered with cheese curds and gravy.
Not the evil dictator.
Yes, poutine, not poutine.
Yes.
So let's start with team number one, Dan and Erica.
Oh, yeah.
Poutine. I've eaten poutine with Erica.
She probably ate it while she was taking her citizenship test.
You're required to, in fact.
I have eaten poutine in multiple countries, including both the United States and Canada.
Ooh, excellent work. Team number two, Will and Kathy.
I have eaten poutine in Fort Erie, Ontario.
Oh, it's almost like you should have bonus points for eating it in Canada.
Well, then I don't get bonus points, but yes, I have eaten it. I ate it in Tillamook with fresh cheese curds from the Tillamook Cheese Factory.
Ooh. I bet they were better than any of the cheese curds I've actually had in Canada.
Absolutely. We like to call it squeaky cheese here.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, that's the good stuff.
Erica is a Wisconsin cheese snob.
Yeah, I really am. The cheese curds here, so far, I have not found great ones.
Well, come to visit me and we'll get good cheese curds.
Mm. And how about team three, Glenn and Shelley?
I ate it in Vancouver from a place that offered different varieties of poutine. And so, yes, I was allowed to point at the poutine I wanted to choose it before I ate it.
I have eaten poutine in Montreal and in Seattle, so I think I get.
I feel like Glenn wins because like that's
the original.
I've eaten it in Montreal with poutine with smoked meat.
Oh my gosh!
You guys are tired.
Oh, yeah,
with a man named Guy.
I have done it with a man named Guy. Guy Anglais, as I call him.
Guy Anglais, our good friend Guy Anglais.
Okay, next one. Have you ever seen a beaver in real life?
I beg your pardon.
How dare you?
And just to be clear, even though we don't have Steve Letts with us, That's the animal. Beaver. Animal. Our national animal. Erica and Dan.
Yeah, I think in both the U.S. and in Canada. I think. Certainly in the U.S.
You know, it's one of those things where I feel like I could say I've seen one and I would be, I could be right because I've been to a lot of zoos and seen them, but I can't, like, in my head, I cannot picture the time. So I feel it's just, it's only honest of me to say I'm not sure and I will say no. I've seen beaver dams though in real life. So.
Yes. But
I just want to. Very honest.
That's very,
I feel the spirit of the game. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Honest. Which is sort of Canadian of you. Not really. We're not. We will cheat with the best of them and politeness, pretend that we're nicer.
Politeness and honesty and niceness. Yes. Those are not the same things.
Mm. No. Mm. Team number two, Will and Kathy.
The beaver is the symbol of MIT, and my uncle is an MIT graduate, and I've seen him in real life. Does that count?
Is he an animal with a flappy tail?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him in a
then
while.
I'm going to say no.
That's okay, Will. I'm going to come in and say yes. I have seen them many times.
Really?
Oregon is the beaver state. And I also have nutria that live right next door to me.
Oh, no.
Do I get extra points to make up for Will's no?
No, you do not.
Darn it.
I appreciate the effort.
Oregon, the state of possum, nutria, and beavers. I grew up in Oregon. It's delightful to have possums in your backyard. Not really.
Team three, Glenn and Shelley.
I've seen beaver in Oregon, actual beaver animals. I also know some people who went to the University of Oregon. So,
Glenn, have you seen a beaver?
I have seen a beaver in multiple states, and there's even beavers that live. The next door neighbors are beavers, in fact. No, they live just down the hill from me. We have resident beavers that annoy people making dams. It's their right. They're allowed to.
They are very smart, but they are... Mm-hmm. Stopping up all of those creeks around here.
Yep.
Have you ever had a snow day, meaning you had to miss work or school due to a snowstorm? Team number one.
Annette, do I get 1 point for every snow day? Because I would win.
Ding, 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 ding.
No. You get a 1 point for having experienced any of them.
I have had snow days from school. I have had snow days from work, from multiple jobs. I even had cold days because it was too cold to go. Yep.
Wow.
When you have to walk a quarter mile to the bus stop in the middle of winter when it gets past a certain temperature, even if it's not that snowy, they cancel school in rural Wisconsin.
Rural Wisconsin. Well, I feel like this would be impressive if it were not for the fact I'm on Erica's team and Erica outclasses me in every single way.
Yeah,
I definitely have snow days. I'm from New England. It snows a lot here. So days off from school, day off from work. Maybe it's been, you know, like 15 years since I had to go into work.
The worst is when you have a snow day that's declared partway through the day. Like, I remember driving to work, exiting the freeway, sliding down the exit ramp sideways in my car, and then getting to work and working for 2 hours and then being told, yeah, we're just shutting down and we're just going to send everybody home.
So now you have to get home.
I had a snow day freshman year of college, which is impressive because you live there. And I got into a giant snowball fight and I got hit in the face with an ice ball.
Oh, no.
So
not fun.
Not
my
Canadian
university was
for
not
you.
Was not legally allowed to cancel school for snow.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to close the county. If the county closed, the school closed.
Wow.
Excellent work, team one. Team two. Will and Kathy.
I, like Dan, mostly grew up in Massachusetts and spent several years of my life living in Buffalo, New York, so I have had many snow days.
And I, living in Oregon, where we are not made for the snow. Yes, when it does snow, I have snow days, even if there is no snow outside. I've also had days where I've had to call into work because I had snow and 20 miles away there was nothing, and they didn't believe me, and I had to send a photo of the like 6 inches of snow and then an inch of ice and then another couple inches on top and be like, this is why I'm not coming in. And even then they didn't quite believe me, but I didn't
rude
care. Yes,
let me tell you, when you live in Buffalo, you get that when there's 10 inches of snow at your house and there's nothing 1 mile away. So I've definitely been in that position.
And team three, Glenn and Shelley.
Even though I live in Seattle, which is not known for its heavy snow, I did live in Maine for a couple of years. So I definitely, I went to school in a state that was so close to, in the Connecticut, it was close to the shore. And so we had like spitting days, like it wouldn't snow. It just like every kind of frozen weather was bad there, but it wasn't snow. I may be bitter. I did have to stay home from work, and growing up in Eugene, it actually snowed so hard one winter, even though it used to be a moderate climate, that I had to stay home. I had to stay home from work 3 weeks in Seattle, but I worked remotely. We had terrible frozen roads.
How do you stay home from homework?
Well, stay home from work, not stay home from homework. Homestay from work.
I give myself snow days all the time.
Your boss just is very
meaning
nice.
You get to play out in the snow.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
Shelley, have you ever had a snow day?
So I grew up in Texas. Obviously, yeah. I've had snow days because whenever anything approaching snow arrives, the entire state freaks the heck out. And that's before we had a giant deep freeze a year ago. Usually, there are more ice days than snow days because the upper decks of the highways freeze and people spin out and are terrible drivers. But, you know, forget about it if there's actual snow. So, yeah, plenty of... And by plenty, I mean every few years there will be 1 to 3 snow days, and the weather people, you can tell they've never had anything more exciting to talk about in their life.
We rarely had them because we had more snow than ice, and I think ice makes it more treacherous. And we also have really good snow plows set up, so it was very sad.
What's a
snow when we did
plow?
Get them, they were super
also
exciting.
Canada has
I don't know where the nearest one would be.
Alberta has graders instead of plows in a lot of places, which was fascinating to me. Makes a very different noise, still soothing though.
So last one, have you ever seen the Northern Lights? Start again with Erica, I think it's the one who just gasped.
It took so long after I moved here, but finally, after years, I saw like a teeny tiny little bit of Northern Lights, like driving on the freeway on the white mud. But then I actually got to see like proper Northern Lights that were bright enough I could see them from our balcony, and they were amazing. And Stephen took video, and it was great. So yes, I have finally seen the Northern Lights like 1 year ago properly.
I'm bitter because we went to Iceland in 2018 it was cloudy the entire time, and there were, you know, we checked the like the fort, you can like check the sort of like the forecast to see how likely it is, and it was just not a great, it was February, it's also brutally cold, but no dice, so I still haven't seen them except in video games. I'm sure that's the same,
Skyrim's
right?
Got great
I didn't put in real life, but I'm going to hold it in real life.
All right.
Okay. Team two, Will and Kathy.
I have seen the Northern Lights from out the window of a plane flying over Canada.
Wow. Ooh.
That's cool.
I have not seen Northern Lights, and I also am bitter because we were supposed to get them a few days ago. And it was overcast because it's Oregon. But someday.
Someday. And team three, Glenn and Shelley.
Shelley, why don't you start with that one?
Sure, Glenn. I feel like this is going to go really well. So I don't think I'm ever have ever been in even the accidental proximity of one. I don't have the, it was overcast or no. Northern Lights, not a part of my life. Sorry.
I'm a little closer to the north, but just a little bit. But so far, no luck. I've seen lots of people I know seeing the Northern Lights, but that does not count.
We do have like, I get email alerts and they're like green, red, or not red,
or yellow.
Green or yellow. That'll tell me if it's likely or not. And then I usually look at them and they come out after I've been in bed. I'm like, I go to bed too early for Northern Lights.
It's true. Me too.
So, scorekeeper, can you update us on our team totals after this round?
I certainly can. In first place, Will and Kathy with 8 points.
Yes.
Yeah.
High five.
Second place, bam, we have Erica and Dan with 7 points.
Ooh, coming.
And in third place, we have Glenn and Shelley with 6 points.
I think we should get points weighted for the average distance from Canada that we are, though, by the team's average.
Wow.
I like it. If you wanted to be Canadian more, maybe you could move closer. So our next round is called Can You Measure Up? And yes, we are going to make you do conversions to the metric system.
Oh, no, I love it. God.
Can we
use the math round?
P-calc?
No, you cannot use P-calc.
I was told there would be.
It has to be in your head.
Okay. It must be in your head. Okay, so I'm going to say you can have one attempt with no multiple choice between the two of you, but then when there's multiple choice, you have to answer on your own. 2 points if you can answer without multiple choice. 1 point if you need the multiple choice. So we will start with you, Erica.
Oh, boy.
You might walk 100 miles in the United States, but how far would you walk in Canada in kilometers?
260 kilometers. And it's pronounced kilometers. Thank you. I watch the news.
I pronounce it kilometers.
I know you do, but the newsreaders all say kilometers.
What? That's upsetting.
Tickles me because that's the appropriate pronunciation. You don't say, you say thermometer as a thing that you measure, and you say centimeter as a thing that you measure.
Also, kilometers is clearly a Doctor Who villain.
Yeah. Do you want to consult your partner on this before you submit your final answer?
Is it 261, 262? Am I in the neighborhood?
I will give you, leeway. You don't have to get the exact.
Or
is it 1.6? Is it 160?
It's...
I have never converted anything. Erica, I just rememorized.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's... Oh God, I always remember it the other way. It's 0.61 kilometers to a mile. So
yeah, you're right, because it's roughly 2, but not quite 2. So yeah, so I was off by 100, so it would be 162?
I think it's something like that. That's
all right.
Close.
Final answer?
Yes, 162.
That is very, 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 very close. Your instinct for 161 was the correct answer.
Oh!
How close do we have to get here?
That's a point.
No, that's correct.
That's 2 points, yeah.
It is now Will's turn. Will, we are standing 6 feet apart in the U.S. How far are we standing in meters? How far apart are we standing in meters? Now, you can either work with Kathy and try to do it without a multiple choice, or you can opt for the multiple choice. 2 points without, 1 point with the multiple choice.
I think I'll consult my partner here. So
good decision.
My gut feeling is it's about 1.8 meters
for the 6 feet.
It's 6 feet,
right? I think. Okay, so I think that's. Obviously, I don't know. However, I seem to remember a lot of the signs for the COVID things being 2 feet or 2 meters, but I think I remember seeing that it wasn't like someone was complaining because, internet that this is further than we have to do in the US or something. Yes. So I'm going to say, sure, 1.8 sounds great.
All right, I'm going with it. 1.8.
That is ding, ding, ding. Exactly. Yay! Correct. Yes. And you are also correct that we were told to stand 2 meters apart, which is further than 6 feet. So we are now going to have a pint of beer.
Mmm, delicious.
But how much would we drink in Canada if we were talking milliliters?
Well, I think Canadian and American consumption is very different, so I'm not sure this is a fair comparison. let's see. I may have to lean it apart. Wait, so it's one pint.
1 pint.
I know liquid measures pretty well. I could tell you what a liter is can tell you what a liter is in kilograms. That's not helpful. Let me think about this. Gosh, I've had to do this recently. It's I'm going to have to ask for help from my partner here. Shelly, do you remember it's how many pints?
It's going to be on the order of 500.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know this
500
because
milliliters is about, yeah.
Yeah, because a standard bottle of alcohol that's 750 mil, it's 24 and a half ounces.
Right.
So it should be about little under, off. Of, I'm going to say 500 so as not to or under and incur the wrath.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, because I think a pint and about 500 milliliters is about the same as what you get when you go into a pub or bar. Let's say 450 milliliters just to hedge our bets slightly.
You're close. I think I know this one.
Oh, what do you want a ghost point for this, Erica?
Sure. If it's 480 milliliters, then I get a ghost point.
It's actually in the middle. It is 473 milliliters.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Scorekeeper, I think you can decide if two, because you said 450, Glenn. Yeah. That was 23 milliliters off. Scorekeeper.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think that's worth the point. That's close enough.
Phew. Everyone else has been very exact. I've been really impressed, actually.
So we are going back to Dan and team number one. Mm. Kathy Campbell's mom is 5 inches tall. But how tall is she in Canada?
Well, she's still 5 inches tall, even in Canada, to be clear.
In centimeters.
We have to specify that.
I feel like all the game show self-referentialism is so true. Good for membership. I mean, join the Incomparable. And listen to all the shows.
Please listen or don't.
If you want to know why Kathy's mom is 5 inches tall, listen to Glenn's game show, The Inestimable.
Can I ask quickly, is it kosher if I, can I use a pen and paper or no? I know the math. I know the numbers. I just need to write it down so I can actually multiply.
Scorekeeper, how do you feel about letting Dan use paper to do hand math?
Pen and paper is acceptable.
Hand math. Right. Oh, fancy hand math.
Now that I've
talked
it up.
That's what they teach in
Canada. I know. No pressure, Dan.
I'm going to say, Annette, how is 12.7 centimeters?
Your math is excellent, man.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Because if my father ever heard this and realized I couldn't do this in my head, I'd be disappointed.
Is he married to Kathy's mom? Are we confused about...
mathematician. That's how rumors get started.
Or architect, mathematician, or married to Kathy's mom, the new game show.
That brings us to Kathy herself. Kathy, you have bought a gallon of gas, but how many liters did you buy in Canada?
Hi, Will. I'm terrible with numbers. This is why, Glenn, I did not sign up. It had nothing to do with the schedule and the fact that I was gone, but I'm terrible. These number things, I'm awful.
Oh, being good with numbers would not have helped you or hurt you on that show.
No, it's true. It's true. But that is why.
Yeah, did you
listen
to that show, Kathy?
I did. I would have been terrible.
No.
But I can't remember. No idea.
So, your mother was great, however.
She was the star of the show.
I'm pretty sure it's between 3 and 4. More than that, I'm a little hazy.
Okay, so 3.5?
Did you want to go multiple choice for the single?
Yeah,
she's already consulted me, so I don't know if that... Does that eliminate
eliminate the multiple choice option?
No, you'll only get 1 point.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. 1 point is better than 0 points. So, yes, I would like...
See, you're great at math.
Okay, so your multiple choice is A, 3.8 liters, B, 4.4 liters, C, 5.75, D, 9.98.
3.8, please, director.
That is correct.
Woo! 1 point!
This brings us to Shelley. You have got a pound of cheese. We can say it's squeaky cheese from some fancy place like Wisconsin. How many grams of cheese did you buy in Canada?
Mm. 1 pound. How many grams? My memory is that there are... God, why did I drink that drink?
Tell me when you want me to... If you want me to tap in, I'm ready, but...
A kilogram is about 2.2 pounds. So we have 1 pound, which would be... What did I say? A kilogram. So that would be half a kilogram, which would be 500. But because it's a little... it's a little less than that. The more than less than parts are hard for me. So I'm going to say... Wait. Yeah, 500 kilograms is 1.1 pound. So that's pretty close. I'm sorry, 500 kilograms. What am I talking about? Oh, my God. I'm going to say 469 grams.
Nice.
That's really lizzing it out there and close. It is 554. Or not 500. Wrong way. 454 grams. So just shy of 500 grams.
Rock and roll.
Nice.
I feel like that's 2 points.
That is 2 points indeed.
Excellent.
So you all, I'm impressed with your math abilities so far. I am going to let you all stay in the game. Scorekeeper, where are we at?
We are now tied between team one and team two at 11 points. Ooh. And team three is at 10 points.
Oh, wow.
So it is a tight race. I have now stolen a round from our friend Gene McDonald.
Oh-ho.
Uh-oh.
And this is where you get to use your team skills. And I am putting a list of locations into our chat, the Zoom chat.
Am I drafting something in it?
You are drafting something. And you know what you are drafting? You are drafting... Ugh. The locations with the lowest amount of snow.
Oh my goodness.
Snow, my god.
So I have in the all of these the amount of average amount of snowfall for each of those these locations. Because we're only doing one draft, we will start the first round. Team one gets to pick first. The second round, team two gets to pick first. The third round, team three gets to pick first. And first place will get 15 points. Second place, 10 points. Third place, 5 points. Ooh. And you will each get three picks. So the list for our listeners in alphabetical order, we have Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Edmonton, Alberta. Yes, that's where I am. I get to put it on the list. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Ottawa, Ontario. Quebec City, Quebec. Regina, Saskatchewan. St. John's, Newfoundland. Vancouver, British Columbia. And Whitehorse in Yukon. So, team number one, pick a location that has what you think might be the least amount of snow.
The least amount of
snow. I think it's probably Vancouver.
Well, that seems pretty plausible to me. I don't know
the Maritimes all that well.
Yeah, I was
going to
say PEI, I guess.
I know that
water does weird things, right?
Sometimes. Yeah, Nova Scotia gets like hit. All right, I'm going to stop talking now because I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, we're giving stuff away.
For all
yeah,
we're
just
going to
say,
I think we should say Vancouver.
Okay, do you want to say Vancouver? Let's say Vancouver.
I really think so.
Let's do it. Do it up.
Vancouver.
Nick, do you want to tell them how much snow Vancouver gets?
48 centimeters.
That's 5 feet.
That's not that much.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
It's like at a time.
We have to convert that.
Centimeters. It is 19 inches. For those of you who don't speak centimeters.
So, yeah, like over an entire year, that's not a lot.
That's like five Kathy's moms, four Kathy's moms.
Four Kathy's moms.
She would be buried four Kathy's moms deep.
It's very upsetting.
Team number two, what do you pick?
So even though if I say Prince Edward Island, it's going to make it seem like I was like cheating off of the first.
We said too much team.
I mean, even if, yeah.
Regardless.
By the ocean, there's less
you can
snow, right?
You get to pick.
And I'm trying to, my extensive research on Prince Edward Island coming from Anne of Green Gables seems to remember not a lot of snow in the books, which clearly is completely accurate in all things.
That's a better idea than any ideas I have, so...
Perfect. Let's do Prince Edward Island.
Yeah. Charlottetown.
Nicholas, would you like to tell them?
312 centimeters of snow, or 123 inches.
It's a lot more than Vancouver.
Team number three, make your first pick.
I'm glad they...
I have a couple in mind. Glenn, do you have one that you like?
I got a couple. I'm glad they picked PEI because I would have suggested that and we would have been wrong.
Yeah, same.
Well, I know about a few of these places. I know people who live in a couple of the places, so they seem... And they talk about snow a lot. So, oh, that's everybody in Canada, isn't it?
It's all disinformation, though. Right.
I kind of think... I don't know... Quebec City, I think they get a lot of snow. I was going to say them, but is Ottawa strangely not get as much snow as the, not because it's the capital.
I'm trying to remember how far north in Ontario Ottawa is.
I've been there. Does that help?
I know where Toronto is, but I don't.
It's further, it's kind of north west. I thought my recollection is right across the border. We drove into Quebec when I was in Ottawa, so I know it's close to Quebec. I think there's, I see some of the other places I'm like, well, I mean, I know, yeah, I don't want to say them aloud. I'm pretty sure I get a lot of snow.
That was one of my picks, what you said. And then I have another one that I would guess.
Maybe. What do you think? You think Ottawa, is that our dark horse? Maybe. Worried that's...
As opposed to White Horse, which no, I wouldn't pick that one. Sure. Let's go with Ottawa.
We get a better draft next round. So.
Ottawa, 236 centimeters.
All right, so well, we don't. I don't know what the lowest is. So that's
no, but it's better than
PEI.
PEI.
I was there last November, and it was not snowy, but it was cold.
Yeah.
Also, I believe it's just across the river from
Quebec. It's what I was recommending. Yeah. Drive across the river, and you're in Quebec City. That might give somebody else an answer, though.
Well, you're not in Quebec
City.
Which
is like
you're
my brain thinks Ottawa is in Quebec. I know it's not, but because it's, I remember that it was close.
The river there, you drive across it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this round, we're going to start with team number two as the first pick, and I will read the remaining cities left. We have Edmonton, Alberta, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Quebec City, Quebec, Regina, Saskatchewan, St. John's, Newfoundland, and Whitehorse, Yukon. So team two, what is your pick?
I still like sticking by the ocean. I feel like St. John's might be a good guess.
Yeah, I am 100% down to having wrong answers that are themed.
Yes, so, all right. Consistent. Approve this plan.
All right. St. John's, Newfoundland, 335 centimeters, or 132 inches.
See, those are all numbers, and I have
better than our other answer.
See, I'm very thankful for the follow-up because I don't remember any of the numbers that were given beforehand. So thank you for letting me know that we were a little bit better than our previous answer.
It actually is a little bit worse.
See, a little bit worse.
It is 312 in Turtletown and 335 in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Cool. So they're grouped together. We're
right,
on
we're just
a gonna theme.
Find the,
path.
Yeah.
Is it
Glenn and Shelley? So, what is your next pick?
Shelley, Dan revealed the fact that Quebec City is across from the
river.
Yeah,
he did.
From
and
Ottawa.
I was thinking the same thing.
I've,
so
I've
Shelley,
been
yeah,
to
let's
both
try.
Places, so I wasn't going to say it, but Dan did. So now I think
let's,
everyone
let's
knows.
Let's try Quebec City. I yes, just, I
like,
agree.
Will it be hilarious? Is if it has like half as much or
I
twice
know,
as
or
much
twice
as, Ottawa.
As much?
Yeah, yeah Quebec right. City. We're going to go with Quebec City.
All right. Quebec City, 303.
Wow, that's a lot more.
That is higher.
It's not across the river. So I said Quebec is across the river.
No, isn't
not
Quebec,
Quebec
City across
City.
The river?
What's oh, you are misdirecting us, Dan.
Sneaky.
Nope.
Ooh, sneaky.
If you're gonna cheat off me, I'm not going to correct you when you get wrong.
He's just going to make up lies.
I'm cheating off my bad brain. Isn't Quebec City, what's across the river?
Gatineau. It's Gatineau.
I got to know, Dan. What is it?
It's Gatineau.
I said I got to know.
Gatineau.
You got to know. You got to know. It's a little,
if
it's a little
you know,
cake,
you know.
Cake water.
You gotta know.
So we come back to team number one.
Edmonton.
That was super confident. Dan, are you going to let her just run you like that?
She did give me the heads up by texting me this beforehand. I'm confident in Erica's confidence.
121 centimeters.
That is shockingly nice. Little for as much as I thought it was out there.
I am saying no more.
can you give everyone an update of where what our totals are before we go into our final draft round, Nick?
Team one is in the lead with 169 centimeters. Team three is in second place with 539 centimeters. Whoa. And team two is at 647 centimeters.
Woohoo! We've got the most!
Holy cow.
I don't know if you want to know that team three or team two, but you have managed to pick the two highest numbers.
We're going to have more snow days than any of the other teams.
It's true. Wow. You, maybe you just really are refusing the remit of this round.
Yep.
And you're looking for the snow.
Okay. Americans just want more, more, more.
Oh, yes. We want less snow? Oh, clearly. It was us misunderstanding the questions, not our horrible guessing.
I love it.
Okay, so we have Halifax, Nova Scotia, Regina, Saskatchewan, Whitehorse, Yukon left.
But we know.
All fun places
round
to go.
Three starts with team three. So Glenn and Shelley, you get a pick first.
But the director told us that two of the places were the snowiest, I think, didn't she? So already picked.
I'm feeling Saskatchewan. How about you, Glenn?
It's.
I think that's on their license plate.
Well, I feel like it's illegal.
As well it should be.
And I'm feeling
Saskatchewan. Very, very cold in Saskatchewan. I have a friend who just moved to Saskatoon. It is very, very cold there, which means it often doesn't snow as much as one might suspect because it's so cold. So I'm gonna back you on Regina.
And that is 106 centimeters.
Ooh, nice.
Good work, partner.
Oh, it's even less. I wondered, I was going back and forth between Regina and Edmonton when I was thinking about it, but I knew for sure about Edmonton.
It's so cold there. I think it's hard. Well, I know it's cold in Edmonton also, but that same logic.
The snow is afraid to fall.
Yeah, but that's
so
that's
cold.
BS because it does snow when it gets that cold.
Well, right. There's a certain point.
It does. Well, yeah, but it does. You get less precipitation.
It's a different kind of snow. Yes. And it doesn't add up.
Something here doesn't add up.
Prairies are dry places.
Yeah.
Yep.
That brings us back to team one, Halifax or Whitehorse.
I see. I think we have the last choice that mm-hmm. makes any difference, so we can talk freely.
Ooh, yes. So we get to win.
Like that confidence, Kathy.
I think, oh man, I don't know enough about Whitehorse is way up there, right?
It is. The thing is, like, yeah, it
but
gets
again,
very cold there, but they have winter almost all year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how that compares to
but I
to
know Halifax out. Gets hammered. So
right.
I would lean towards saying Whitehorse has less.
Yeah, I feel like I'm inclined to back you just based on the other Maritimes mm-hmm. performance. It does seem like, I don't know, the water, you know, has that effect.
Yep.
So I'm with you. And it seems like a counterintuitive guess too, which I mm-hmm. which I appreciate. So
it's fun.
Let's do it.
It's fun.
Let's
yeah,
do it.
Let's
We're
do
going
it.
Whitehorse.
Yeah.
Whitehorse, 145 centimeters.
Wow.
Excellent pick. Wow.
And I guess that just leaves Halifax for
well,
team.
You know,
give us a minute to think about it.
We need to decide.
Let them think about it. Do you accept or reject it?
We're leaving the ocean side for you guys.
We appreciate that because I could not remember where Nova Scotia is. So
can we
thank
choose
you.
Not to have Halifax and just
no,
keep
you
the
cannot.
Two that we, oh, okay.
No, you cannot.
I think
it would be
even
nice
if we
could.
I think even if we didn't pick Halifax, we would still lose. Like if we only added the two together. Again, I have no idea. I don't remember the numbers, but that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, you would have lost by 2 centimeters.
Wow. So it really doesn't matter.
So Nick, what were the totals?
So the totals are team one, Eric and Dan in the lead with 314 centimeters. Team three in second place with 645. Wow. And aww. Team two at 877.
Holy cow.
We're number one.
How many centimeters in Halifax?
Well, yeah, what was the Halifax number?
230.
Interesting.
Much lower than a couple of others. It was a lot higher than that. 300.
Yeah. Charlottetown, Quebec, and St. John's were all over 300.
Yeah, Quebec City. My wife went there with her family 1 year for Christmas, and I recall the picture she sent me being extremely snowy.
So, Nick, what are our totals for all of these teams after this last round?
So we have team one in first place with 21 points, team three in second place with 18 points, and team two in third place with 17 points.
Okay, so we have a now around about Canadian actors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There are one question for each player. I'm going to make you do them on your own because I feel like it might be too easy if I let you.
I shouldn't have said I had you, Erica. That was what I was saying.
Yep. Well, you have. So you will have the opportunity to get 2 points. We will have an actor and a TV show. So if you get either of them, you get 1 point. If you get both of them, you get 2 points. Ooh. And I have a hint for you. She may have forgotten. This is for Erica. Erica is starting.
Okay.
She may have forgotten Kevin at home, but she takes better care of her kids and wigs in this show.
Catherine O'Hara in Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
You said that before she asked the question. It was amazing.
This one is for Will.
Okay.
She's more than Mrs. McMurray. She's a gun-toting, demon-fighting, family curse-breaking hero of purgatory.
That's Melanie Scrofano from Winona Earp.
Yes, I was just glad Erica didn't accidentally land on this one.
Yeah, but Will is also an Earper, right?
It's true, he is. Yeah,
I feels like I was raised, man.
Mrs. McMurray from the show I Hate,
Letterkenny.
See, I wouldn't have even known that.
This one is for Glenn, I believe. Ooh. His dream came true after he tweeted about being a superhero, but he started by working at a car rental agency in this show.
I got the ghost points on this one.
Same.
I'm glad I didn't get this question.
I wish you had gotten it, Will.
The tweeted thing sounds really familiar. I'm trying to think who got a part by, I know there's a few different people that happened to. Everyone's screaming at me in their heads. I can hear your head. I hear you screaming at me.
Quick,
in your heads.
Glenn, call your uncle's plumbers, neighbors, best friends.
I call a lifeline to Dan Zamboni friend. Let's see. I can't think of any program. There's a car rental agency in it. What programs have car rental agencies? I'm just going to have to cash out and say, I got nothing on this. I'm sorry.
Does someone want to claim the ghost point?
That's Simu Liu from, and he was on Kim's Convenience.
Oh, correct.
Shang-Chi.
Dang it. Yep. Of course.
Correct.
Was it a car rental? Of course. I was thinking he was valet parking, but it was car rental.
I watched one episode of that show, and that is how I know that.
I've seen the whole thing.
Wow.
Dan.
Oh, goody.
You've done well up to this point all your ghost points.
Yep. Nope. When the real stuff's on the line, I'm no good.
Before she was ready to Hulk out, she played so many versions of Sarah Manning that we've lost count in this show.
It's so good. There's so many shows I've watched one episode of, and it's enough to give me the answer. Because that's Tatiana Maslany on Orphan Black.
Again, super glad Kathy didn't get this one.
If you give me a Wheel of Time question, I'm going to cut you.
There is no Canadian Wheel of Time.
Really? I know, but it was the only joke I had.
Kathy.
Yep.
He won our hearts as a by-the-book RCMP officer, but then he stepped in as artistic director of the Burbage Shakespeare Festival in this show.
What?
I love this show.
That's so good. Okay, so you said a bunch of letters together. Was that the...
Yes, that I the said Roy- the letters.
Was that Royal
RCMP.
Canadian...
RCMP.
Okay, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, right?
Yes, very
okay.
good.
I would like half a point for knowing that. I have no idea what either of these properties are, which means it would be very difficult for me because I'm also terrible with names, as terrible with names as I am with maths. So I am going to pull a Glenn and say, no idea.
Can I have a ghost point? Can I have a ghost point? Can
I have a ghost point?
I got it too.
I will let you all say it all at once and you can all have ghost points.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Paul Gross in Slings and Arrows.
Wow, I have no idea what either of those things are.
Constable Benton Fraser and Due South.
Due South.
Never heard any of these
Due
things.
South. Nope. Oh, I own both the soundtrack volumes for Due South because that's the kind of nerd I am.
So do I, Dan.
I got the DVDs sitting right here on my desk.
I could not tell you who that person is. Or either of the properties, even
fun
with the name.
Fun fact, you would love
like
him.
Kathy.
Yeah, okay. Kathy, you need to watch Paul Gross. You need to watch a lot of Paul Gross, and you need to do it soon.
I'm putting that on my list.
He could have probably become famous out of Canada, but made a very concerted decision to only like to stay in Canada and make his career, which is another thing to like about him.
Yes.
Okay, Shelley. This is not an old movie.
I'm afraid.
But I'm going to say, hey, girl, he can drive you to where you want to go, but he was schooled on a ship in this show.
I only know this because you told me about it.
Holy smokes. Why am I pretty sure I know this?
Why do you know this, Dan?
Dan, you're very good at this round.
I have a weird knowledge of this stuff.
You said words, and I don't know. And so I'm just going to put two Canadian things together that make no sense.
Sure.
And I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds and Kids in the Hall.
Oh, you're so close. You're so close.
You're really close.
Dan, do you want your ghost point or Erica?
No, Dan.
It's Ryan Gosling on Breaker High?
Yes, it is.
I saw that show. I don't know why I watched as many of that shows, episodes of that show as I did.
Wow. Wait. So you've seen single episodes of most of these shows, but you haven't watched Schitt's Creek? Have you seen even a second single episode of it?
No, I've seen a lot of GIFs.
Oh my gosh. Jan, I love you. I really do.
What Kathy is saying is you have lost this game. Well, we have now come to the round, sorry, not sorry. This is a speed round where I want you just to tell me if you were a Canadian, would you say sorry or not sorry?
Oh my gosh.
No help on this. You are on your own. Erica, you bump into someone going through a door.
Sorry.
Will, someone bumps into you in a lineup. By the way, Erica, that was correct.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Sorry.
Yes, correct. Glenn, do you say sorry if you need to scooch past someone at a grocery store?
Sorry.
Correct. Dan. Do you say sorry if you need to ask the waiter for some extra napkins?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Correct.
I'm waiting for this.
We are Kathy. Kathy, do you say sorry if you run into a tree?
Well, obviously, we don't want to hurt the tree's feelings.
Correct.
Yeah. Always apologize to inanimate objects.
Do you say sorry if someone gives you a ticket to a hockey game?
Not sorry. Correct.
Well done, everybody.
Very nice.
I've got one more is, if you get the wrong answer wrong Canadians in Jeopardy, today. What did Alex Trebek say to me? Ooh, sorry. It hurt. Let me tell you.
The most painful stories. Nick, we did not update the points total after the last round. So what is our points total right now for Team 1, 2, and 3?
Currently, Team 1 is at 27 points and in first place. Team 2 is at 21 points and in second place. And Team 3 is at 20 points in third place.
We are now at the round called Cereal Box French. We did math. Now we are going to French class.
Oh, crap.
I have a list of food items. You are going to tell me what they are.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make you do this on your own because I feel like there are some of you that actually do speak French and some of you that
don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not moi.
So we are starting with you, Erica. Think back to all of the packaging. You've got this, everyone. You've seen these French packages.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen them. I'm just not sure that I have absorbed them.
So I am giving you La Racinette.
That is root beer, right?
Correct.
Oh,
yes. Nice. I love root beer.
Like, I was like 95% sure it was Raisinets.
Same. I was going straight raisins. So,
is Raisinets a thing one can even acquire, even in a movie theater anymore? I don't know. Maybe in Canada.
I think you can.
Right. Why would you indeed?
Will, you are up next. La Pamplemousse.
Grapefruit.
That's correct. That was
one of my favorite French words.
It's so fun to say.
I know, I love it.
That's one of the only ones I know. I was hoping I would get that.
No, Glenn.
Je ne mange la pamplemousse
pas. Le chou-fleur.
Can you spell chou?
C-H-O-U.
Fleur. Le chou. Oh, man. Le chou-fleur. I know what individual words mean. I cannot put them together. It's like a puff cereal. I don't know. It's close. I'm thinking like the flower shoe. The flower puff doesn't make sense. What is it?
It is cauliflower.
Oh, cauliflower. Yeah. Oh.
Flower cabbage?
Oh, shoe. That kind of thing.
Cabbage. Fleur is flower, yeah.
La chou fleur.
Dan, la pomme de terre.
That is a potato.
Oui, oui. That brings us to Kathy. Le miel, M-I-E-L, because I probably am butchering the pronunciation of that. Miel.
Now I could sit here and say words.
What is it?
You but, can't help her.
I'm just offering encouragement. I have no idea what the answer is. So I wouldn't be
okay, so we know it's not bread.
Oh, she's going to name every other word.
We know it's not grapefruit.
Name all it's not root foods.
Beer. It's not root beer. Okay, so if we've got a drink, grapefruit, a vegetable...
Mineral.
Man, I'd love it if you reached this out. That would be incredible. This one I know, of course.
I do know this one too, yeah.
I don't.
I am going to guess an egg. Even though I know it's loaf. Is
oof.
Egg, but...
oof.
That's the sound you make incorrect. when
you did not guess.
Yeah.
Kathy, I have to say to you, oh honey.
Honey.
Don't be that way, Dan.
Now it sounds familiar from the packaging.
Make me break out in the hives, Glenn.
Shelley, we have le lait.
Spelled.
L-A-I-T. Lait.
Le lait. Cream?
Close. It is milk.
Ah, I was going to say milk, and I was like, no, I bet it's more specific than that.
Cream is actually creme.
Right.
Which is not on this list.
Right. As well.
Erica, we are back to you with...
No, there's more.
We got another round. I had a lot of faith in you all speaking a lot of French. It's very important.
I speak a lot of French
in Edmonton all the time.
Har har.
La framboise.
Strawberry.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's right. It's raspberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will. Shoot. Le fromage.
Cheese.
Yes. Glenn. La glace.
Oh, that's ice cream.
Yes. Hmm. Dan, le raisin.
Can you spell that one?
R-A-I-S-I-N.
It's a grape, right?
Yes.
That one's a trap.
That one I knew because I'm always confused buying soda. Like, wait,
why do I want raisin soda? Kathy, le poisson.
Could you please spell it and use it in a sentence?
Le poisson est bon. P-O-I-S-S-O-N.
Let's go with biscuits.
It is fish.
Yes.
Last one, Shelley. Le jambon.
Le jambon. A spell, please.
J-A-M-B-O-N.
Jambon. I want to say like filled donut or something like that. Pastry.
I want to say that too.
That's a nice thing to say.
Annette would never ever put a donut in one of her games.
I would not put a donut on the list. I hate donuts.
Marking that
so
off on my
much.
Auntie Annette list there for the future.
Wow. I want to know what else is on this list.
Very little. Very little.
It is ham.
Ham. Okay.
See, I was going to guess a very good jam.
Jambon.
That jam. Is not incorrect.
That's really good.
Nick, can you update our totals for the this was the penultimate round? We have one round left.
I can. The team one, Erica and Dan, is in first place with 30 points. Team two, Will and Kathy, is in second place with 23 points. And team three, Glenn and Shelley, is in third place with 21 points.
Really?
Excellent. Yes,
good
really.
Job, you seem surprised.
Really.
Oh,
yeah. So we have one round left. This is the round that Erica has spent a year studying for. These are actual questions off our Canadian citizenship test.
Oh, no, with the pressure.
You will get two points for each correct answer. You will get multiple choice, and you will have to do it by yourself. Each participant gets one question. And these are all off the practice tests for the Canadian citizenship test. So, Erica,
mm-hmm.
Name two key documents that contain our rights and freedoms. Is it A, the Canadian Constitution and English Common Law? B, the Civil Code of France and the Canadian Constitution? C, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Magna Carta. D, laws passed by Parliament and English common law. I can repeat those if you need me to.
No, I jotted them down and I am honestly not sure about this. This one never came up as I was practicing. So
you don't plan on obeying the laws anyway.
I plan on obeying everything that could possibly be a law, so I don't even have to worry about it. That's what I'm thinking.
See, I feel like that qualifies you for Canadian citizenship all by itself.
Gravity, physics, all the laws.
Okay, well, can you actually? You don't have to
obey all the laws of physics.
Don't give me the answers again. But what exactly was the question? The wording of the question.
Two key documents that contain our rights and freedoms.
Huh. I am going to say C, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and Magna Carta. There's no the there. I know better. That's my guess. I might be wrong. Don't
you are not
out.
Wrong. You are correct.
Wow.
That was also my guess. I'm glad to know I was correct.
Oh my gosh. Incredible.
Will, someday when you become a citizen and you take the oath of citizenship, what will you promise when you take this oath? Will you A, pledge allegiance to the Queen, observe the laws of Canada, and fulfill the duties of a Canadian? B, pledge to be faithful to the Queen? C, promise to observe the laws of Canada? Or D, fulfill duties as a Canadian citizen?
Kind of sounded like A was basically all of the above, so I'm going to go with that one.
That is a wise choice. You will indeed pledge allegiance to the Queen, observe the laws of Canada, and fulfill the duties of a Canadian.
Awesome.
That one I knew straight off.
What are the duties of a Canadian?
We have a lot of duties.
Glenn, you are up. What are the provinces of the Atlantic region?
It's multiple choice, Glenn.
Oh, sorry.
Want to go without, I was going to let you go for it. Go for it.
The provinces of the Atlantic region are Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, and it's Newfoundland and Labrador. Sorry. I'm sorry. You asked me the multiple choice. I'm being a jerk.
Oh, you're a so.
I'm being a smart ass. Sorry.
There is. Please give you have the choices. If you have a 3 out of 4, if you want to try for.
Wait, what is it? The Maritimes. So Nova Scotia, Newfoundland and Labrador, Prince Edward Island, and Nunavut is a territory.
The one nobody
Take
ever
the choice,
remembers.
Glenn.
I ask for choices, please.
I would like the points, please.
You ask for choices for my partner's sake.
Well, I feel like he may have given himself an edge by losing that out there. So A, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Quebec. Nope. B, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island. C, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Quebec. Or D, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario.
I'm sorry. So it's B, New Brunswick is the one that I forgot.
Yes, it is. Dan.
Hello.
What region is known as the industrial and manufacturing heartland of Canada? Is it A, the Atlantic provinces, B, the Prairie provinces, C, Central Canada, D, the West Coast?
What is the descriptor again?
The industrial and manufacturing heartland of Canada.
Industrial and manufacturing heartland. I'm going to go with the... give me the answers one more time.
Atlantic provinces, Prairie provinces, Central Canada, or the West Coast.
I feel like, 50-50. I'm going to go with the prairies.
No.
That is incorrect. It is Central Canada.
Those were the two I was debating.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure which
like,
one.
All the, you know, the manufacturing plants and stuff in the Golden Horseshoe.
If you
horseshoe.
Asked me where Central Canada was, I would not be able to tell.
It's right in the middle.
That is because it should be around Manitoba.
Which part is that?
It is Ontario and Quebec. They always like to tell us that they're central.
Ontario is central?
It's not.
On the East Coast?
No, it's not. It is absolutely central because Canada goes so far east.
Yeah, I know, but it's not central from my point of view. And that's all that matters here.
I think it's my turn.
It is. And Kathy, you are going to tell us what is the highest military honor a Canadian can receive? Is it A, the Purple Cross, B, the Badge of Courage, C, the Order of Merit, or D, the Victoria Cross? Mm. I can list those again if you need me to.
Central Canada.
I mean,
the Order of the Unicorn.
You could list them off, but that's not going to make any difference. So I'm going to guess the one with Victoria, God Save the Queen.
You will have guessed correctly.
Oh,
yay.
I kind of wish it was the Badge of Courage.
Shelley, last and final question of
Go
the
Shelley.
Show.
Woo.
We have a Canadian coat of arms. And the motto is Amare. Apologies to everyone who actually speaks Latin because, you know.
No one did.
Amare usque ad mar. Amare usque ad mar. This means A, from the ocean to the sea. B, from sea to sea. C, that's a lot of C's in this. From the sea to the ends of the earth. D, from the water to the earth.
Now say the Latin again, please.
Amare usque ad mar.
I'm going to say from the ocean to the sea.
That is very close. But it is from
sea to sea. It's from sea to sea. And I know that
from
because
sea
I
will.
But the reason that I remember it is because the CBC had the cute little
the
thing
CBC.
From sea to sea to sea. Because
you have
there's
to say it
thrills.
Three times.
Right.
Yep. Also, why would one of them be an ocean and one of them be a sea? You got to pick one.
Yeah. Yeah, but the words are not parallel either, which is kind of why I guess.
Well, they're
true.
Both mar, aren't they?
Yeah.
I thought they were
Mari
both
and
different,
mar.
Different inflected
right,
versus
I know,
the mar.
But still, they were different.
They're not spelt the same.
No.
Latin and all that's weird.
Latin is tricky.
Declinations,
sorry about
I'm
that.
Sorry. Latin declinations.
Nicholas, can you give us our final total and tell us if Erica gets to stay in Canada or not?
Our final score, Erica and Dan with 32 points, Will and Kathy with 27, and Glenn and Shelley with 23.
Woo! I am glad we get to keep you, Erica. So congratulations, everybody. I feel like you've all done a fine job. You might not be able to move here quite yet, but you will be allowed to visit anytime.
Thank you.
Very generous.
So thank you to my scorekeeper, Nicholas, for keeping us all in line. And thank you to all my players for being willing to try my very first game show. And I hope you all had fun.
Yay!
Yay. Thank you.